Thank you, Mr. President, and let me also support you in your statement with regards to the text. Also, for at least if I speak for myself, if I may, it's very difficult to follow some of these suggestions when they go by really fast, and it is very helpful if they are on the screen so that we can see them and we can properly also reflect on their implications and take a position vis-a-vis them. Briefly, two points with regards to our distinguished Russian colleagues' additions in 26, or perhaps it was 26 bis, I am not sure, it went a little too fast. The inclusion of text on CBMs that refer to activities on foreign soil, in our view, do not reflect the views of this conference as they have been expressed over the past 2 weeks. We do understand that there is a call and perhaps a necessity to consider strengthening further the CBMs, and they may include this issue among many others. And if I recall correctly, in part three, there is also some text, for instance, under the group of experts to have some consideration of this among the experts. And we can do this in the intersessional process, and all the various suggestions for further strengthening and updating the CBM forms can be discussed there. And we can continue with it later on. We think that that is the most practical and constructive way forward regarding this. And when it comes to the second point, the issue of implementing this idea of mobile medical units with regards to Article 6 investigations, my own delegation and some other delegation, various other delegations, have also mentioned over the course of the last 2 weeks that there might be some utility for the implementation of the idea of mobile medical units under national national prerogatives. We do not see that as being very useful in the context of Article 6, but we can think about it in other parts of the convention, so we do not support the inclusion of that idea at this point in the text. Thank you very much.